我很高兴能够被邀请来参加你们的夏令会。
I am so honored and happy to receive an invitation from you to come to speak at your church retreat.
我也很高兴能够看到 Andy 在这里领唱诗。
And I was especially happy to see Andy leading songs here.
像他刚刚所说的，我看见他的时候在带 diaper。
Just as he mentioned, when I first met him, he was in diapers.
And 没想到今天已经在这里侍奉神，做你们的 youth director.
And I never thought that I'll see him today here serving the Lord as your youth director.
其实我跟 RCCC 的关系也很久。
Actually, I've had a long relationship with your church.
我很早以前就来你们教会讲宣道年会。
A long time ago, I was a speaker at your missions conference.
不只是讲一次，还讲两次。
Not once, but twice.
很多教会请牧师、请讲员只请一次。
Lots of churches when they invite speakers, they only invite them once.
一个是这个讲员讲的不是怎么好。
One reason is the speaker didn't really do a good job.
所以一次就够了。
So once is enough.
还有的是。教会的人喜欢听新鲜的讲道。
Another reason is the congregation always likes to hear somebody new.
所以一次也够。
So once is enough.
但是你们教会请我两次来讲宣道年会。
But your church invited me to come to be your missions conference speaker twice.
从97年我们在北卡成立了中华圣经教会。
And from 1997, we established a Chinese Bible Church in North Carolina.
我想这下子完蛋了。
And I thought, oh dear.
以后大概再跟 RCCC 没有什么关系了。
Then I said, oh, that is the end of my relationship with RCCC.
感谢主，我这次再回到你们中间。
I want to thank the Lord that I'm coming back among you today.
我刚才坐车来的时候。
Just now when I was riding a car here,
我注意到有一个地方有好多旅馆。
I noticed a place with lots of hotels.
我心里想，为什么所有的旅馆都开在一起？
And I was thinking, how come so many hotels set up business in the same place?
哎，后来我想到一个原因。
And then later, I thought of a reason.
因为有的人找旅馆的话，
When people are looking for a hotel,
他不会找到深山野岭。
They will not go to the mountains in remote places.
他要找那个有旅馆的地方。
They will go to places where you can see.
然后这个地方有好几种旅馆。
And then there are different types of hotels in the same place.
然后他要找一个适合他的旅馆。
So he can find one that is suitable to his needs.
那我也发现很多教会开在一起。
And I find lots of churches, they are built around the same place.
我们在 Washington DC 有一条街叫十六街。
There is a street in Washington D.C. called 16th Street.
16th Street 不是很长。
It's not a very long street.
就是差不多从我家到白宫中间。
It's around the midpoint from my house to the White House.
那这一条街上有四十几间教会。
And on this street there are over 40 churches.
因为我常常走这条路，我就开始 count 数。
So I go past a lot and then I actually count.
为什么每一条街上这条街怎么这么多教会？
And how is it there are so many churches on this particular street?
每一个教会都有人。
Different churches are there.
每一个教会里面都有人。
In every church you see people.
因为每一个教会的去的人他们的胃口不一样。
Because the people who go to different churches have different needs and appetites.
那我也发现很多地方餐馆都开在一起。
And in some places, you see lots of restaurants.
这个我们没这个 Raleigh 没有什么很多的中国餐馆。
I don't think there are lots of Chinese restaurants in Raleigh.
你去 Los Angeles.
If you go to Los Angeles.
你去 Toronto.
Toronto.
你去 Vancouver.
Vancouver.
你去 Houston.
Houston.
哇，餐馆都在一起。
Oh, lots of restaurants are together.
但是每一个餐馆都人满。
And then inside every restaurant is full.
吃饭的人知道哦，这边有餐馆。
People who want to eat, they know, oh, there are restaurants here.
大家都去找餐馆。
They all come here to look for a restaurant.
然后去找一个他喜欢吃的。
And they find one that suits the taste. And then they will go in and eat.
所以我发现我们在北卡。
I find it in North Carolina.
还需要开很多的教会。
We need more churches.
Cary 还需要好几间教会。
We need several more churches in Cary.
在整个的 Research Triangle.
And in the whole Research Triangle Park.
我们需要。值 更多的教堂。
We need to plant more churches.
因为我知道北卡这个 Research Triangle 大概有2万华人。
I know that in the Research Triangle area there are about 20,000 Chinese people.
现在北卡的华人基督徒大概是500到700人。
And then right now, the Chinese Christians in North Carolina is about 500 to 700.
啊，或者是不知道有没有到1000人，因为我九五年来做 research 的时候，有10,000多人，只有500个基督徒。
When I came here to do research around 1995 and 1997, we found that there were about 10,000 Chinese and only about 500 Chinese Christians.
这些年，这十几年，北卡的华人人口一直在增加。
And in the past decade or so, the Chinese population in North Carolina has
increased. 教会也增加了一些。
And also the number of churches has increased.
增加的不多。
But not a big increase.
哦，今天早上不是跟你们讲宣教。
Well, this morning I'm not talking about a missions work here.
虽然我对宣教很有负担。
Even though I have a big burden.
今天下午是要跟你们讲你们这次大会的主题。
And this afternoon I want to talk to you about the theme of your retreat.
Give me this mountain.
赐给我这个山。
Give me this country, hill country.
是给我这个山地，
因为在北卡还有很多未得之地。
Because in North Carolina, there's still a lot of places which are unreached places.
那在这个州里面，或者在我们住的这个 Research Triangle 里面，还有很多未得之民。
And in our state or in the triangle area, there are many people who are unreached people.
那我们每一个基督徒都应该有像加勒一样的心智。
And each one of us should have the heart of Caleb.
求你把这个山地给我。
Give me this hill country.
那这次我在国语堂要讲4次，连个这个5次。
I'm going to preach 5 times this retreat, 4 in the Mandarin sessions and 1 here.
主要的是根据约书亚记。
And I'm going to base my messages on the book of Joshua.
如果你是国语堂，你看你的手册跟我讲的题目不一样。
So if you are in the Mandarin congregation, you can look at your handbook and you will see.
题目不一样。
Oh, you will see that the... Title is different.
因为我发现这一堂是联合聚会。
Because I discovered that this is a combined worship service.
有粤语、广东话的。
We have Cantonese people.
有 English speaking.
We have English speaking.
也有说普通话的。
And also Mandarin speaking.
所以我就想选一个做一个预告的 prelude.
I would like to do a sort of preview.
那主要在挑选一个人讲到加勒这个人。
And then we want to talk about Caleb.
那加勒这个人是与众不同的人。
Caleb is a very unique person.
他是勇于迥别的人。
He is very brave and very bold. He dares to be different.
他不愿意跟别人一样。
He does not want to be like other people who conform.
他在他的那个时代里面
，In his age，
成为一个。很特别的人。
He became a very different, a unique person.
圣经也说他是有一个另有一种心智的人。
And the Bible tells us that he has a different heart.
那今天我们做基督徒。
Today, as we become Christians.
今天在这个时代里面。
Today, in this day and age.
神要兴起更多 dare to be different, 勇于迥别的人。
God wants to raise up more people that are there to be different.
然后另有一番心智。
They have a different heart.
那今天一般人都是要随着这个潮流来走。
Many people want to conform.
你看，我们的衣着会随着潮流在走。
The clothes we wear, we will conform to the fashion of the time.
那年轻人的发饰，头发会随着年轻人的这个时。
And your hairstyle would also conform with the fashion of the time.
那什么都是跟着大家来走。
Everything we would just follow the crowd.
那从一个角度来说是没问题的。
From one viewpoint, that is okay.
但是如果做的事情跟上帝的旨意相违反的时候。
But if what we do does not conform with the will of the Lord.
我们要有胆量 与众不同。
We need to be daring. We must dare to be different.
那这个就是加勒与众不同。
That is the reason why Caleb was different from others.
所以今天下午我要跟大家分享加勒生平里面的几件事情。
So this afternoon, I would like to share with you several things that happened to Caleb.
我们的经文是在约书亚记第十四章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 14.
我们从第六节看到第十四节，十五节。
From verse 6 to verse 15.
圣经说，那是犹大人来到基甲见约书亚，有基尼喜主耶夫尼的儿子加勒对约书亚说，耶和华在加底斯巴尼亚指着我与你对神人摩西说的话你都知道了。
Verse 6 Now the men of Judah approached Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb son of Jephunneh the Kenazite said to them, You know what the Lord said to Moses the man of God at Kadesh Barnea about you and me.
耶和华的仆人摩西从加底斯巴尼亚打发我窥探这地，那时我正四十岁，我按着心意回报他。
Verse 7, I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land, and I brought him a report according to my convictions.
然而，同我上去的众弟兄，在百姓的心，使百姓的心消化，但我专心跟从耶和华我的神。
Verse 8, But my brothers who went out with me made the hearts of the people melt with fear. I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly.
当日摩西启示说，你脚所踏之地定要归你和你的子孙，永远无业，因为你专心跟从耶和华我的神。
Verse 9, So on that day Moses swore to me, The land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance, and that of your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly.
自从耶和华对摩西说这话的时候，耶和华照那时应许的，使我存活这四十五年期间，以色列人在旷野行走，看哪，我现今八十五岁。
Verse 10, Now then, just as the Lord promised, He has kept me alive for 45 years since the time He said this to Moses, while Israel moved about in the desert. So here I am today, 85 years old.
我还是强壮，像摩西打发我去的那一天，无论是征战是出入，我的力量如何，现在还是如何。
I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then.
求你将耶和华那日应许我的这山地给我，那里有亚拿族人，并宽大坚固的城，你也曾听见了。或者耶和华照他所应许的与我同在，我就把他们赶出去。
Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You yourself heard then that the Anakites were there and the cities were large and fortified. But the Lord helping me, I will drive them out just as he said.
于是约书亚为耶夫尼的儿子加勒祝福，将希伯伦给他为业。
Then Joshua blessed Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and gave him Hebron as his inheritance.
所以希伯伦做了基尼喜族耶夫尼的儿子加勒的产业，直到如今，因为他专心跟从耶和华以色列的神。
Verse 14, So Hebron has belonged to Caleb, son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, ever since, because he followed the Lord, the God of Israel, wholeheartedly.
希伯伦从前名叫基列亚巴。亚巴是亚拿族中最尊大的人，于是国中太平，没有征战了。
Hebron used to be called Kiriath Arba after Arba, who was the greatest man among the Anakites. Then the land had rest from war.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
让我们弟兄姐妹朋友有机会一起到这山地来敬拜。
So that we brothers and sisters and friends can come here together to worship you in, on this hill country.
让我们在这几天当中领受你的恩言。
So that we can receive your blessings during these few days.
给我们意象，给我们负担。
Give us vision, give us burdens.
将这山地给我们。
Give us this hill country.
让我们能够为你作战。
So that we can fight for you.
争取更多为得之民。
And we can get more unreached people to you.
使你的国降临。
So that your country, your kingdom will come upon us.
使你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And that your will be on earth as it is in heaven.
我们这样感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' holy name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
那在这一段圣经里面，我们来思想迦勒的一生。
From this passage, let us think about the whole life of Caleb.
他在年轻的时候，迦勒是一个勇于冒险的人。
When he was young, he was one who was very bold, ready to take risks.
在圣经里面讲年轻的时候。
And in the Bible, when it talks about youth.
不是像我们今天讲年轻人，十七八岁，二十岁。
When the Bible talks about days when they were young, it's not like us today, we're talking about 17 or 18 year olds.
圣经讲年轻的时候大概都是40岁50岁。
When the Bible talks about when he was young, usually it means when he was in his 40s.
摩西领以色列人出埃及的时候是80岁。
So when Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt, he was 80.
那从我们今天的人来看是很老的。
So from the modern man's perspective, he was old.
但是在那个时候正是壮年的时候。
But at that time, he was in his prime.
所以当年神打发约书这个迦勒约书亚跟十二个探子去迦南地的时候。
So when Caleb, Joshua, and the other 10 spies went into the land of Canaan.
迦勒是一个年轻人。
Caleb was a young man.
那今天我们做年轻的人。
Today, when we are a young man.
我们也应该像迦勒一样的有这样的勇敢。
We should be like Caleb. We should have that courage.
他愿意到迦南地去探险。
He was willing to go and explore in the land of Canaan.
这个地方他们没有去过。
This is a place they've never been.
他们不知道这个地方是什么样一个情况。
They don't know what this land is like.
所以他们就去探险。
So they went to explore.
但是探险回来的时候。
But after they got back from the explorations.
那他跟其他的人的看法就不一样。
His perspective was different from that of the others.
对不起。那其他的人看到那个环境的时候
，When the other people looked at the land of Canaan，
他们看到他们自己
，They looked at themselves，
他们看到自己这样的小个子。
They look at themselves, oh, we are so short, we are so puny.
迦南地的人那么大个子。
And look at the Canaanites, they are huge.
当他们看到自己的时候。
So when they looked at themselves,
他们就失败了。
They failed.
但是迦勒没有看自己。
But that was not what Caleb did, he did not look at himself.
迦勒看上帝。
He looked at the Lord.
He looks to God.
他看上帝。
And 然后他就得胜。
And then he was victorious.
那自由当人愿意冒险。
Now he is willing to take risks.
当大家都说不的时候，说 no 的时候。
When everybody says no.
那肯定是会在探险中失败的。
Then you will definitely be a failure in this exploration.
那今天我们走神的道路。
Today, as we walk the road of the Lord,
我们要攀登高山。
We have to climb up high mountains.
我们要得这个山地。
We want to take this hill country.
我们需要有勇气。
We need courage.
我们需要能够面对这个仇强敌。
We should be willing to face our enemies.
而不是在艰难的里面退缩。
And not to retreat when we come up upon difficulties.
但是你知道吗？我们的失败。
But you know our failures.
不是我个人的失败。
Or my personal failures.
会影响到别人。
Would influence other people.
那如果我们在这里看到十个人，对不起，我这个不是 R1N1 啊。I've been having this coughing for a while.
我咳嗽了一阵子了。
So today is the first time when I preach, I also cough.
今天第一次我讲道就是会咳嗽。
God always keep me not to cough while preaching. Anyway,
讲道的时候神保守我不咳嗽。
当我们人在这里一看自己的时候，
When we as humans, when we look at ourselves,
觉得自己不能够做的时候，
we feel that we are unable to do something.
我们的失败会影响到别人。
Our failures would influence other people.
有一个教会要搬家。
There was a church that needed to move.
他们的场地不够用。
The facilities were not sufficient for their needs.
他们有一个选择。
They have a choice.
一个是再盖礼拜堂。
They can build a new church.
一个是买现成的建筑物。
Or they can build an existing building.
有一个地方有一个建筑物大概卖300万块。
And then there's this existing building, and the price was about $3 million.
地方很大。
Very big place.
那就有几个人。
And several people.
一声音很大。
Oh, they were very vocal.
离我的家太远。
So it's too far away from where I live. No, no, don't buy it.
要叫不准牧师做任何的决定。
And they would not let the pastor make any decision.
也不准教会搬家。
And they just said the church should not move.
那有的时候教会里面有的人声音很大。
Sometimes in churches there are people who are very vocal.
他们越这样讲的时候，
the more they talk about this,
教会就没有办法做行动。
Then you will find that the church cannot really move.
他们就没有买这个地方。
So in the end, they did not buy that facility.
那这个地方那个时候300万。
At that time, that facility, what had asking price of $3 million.
现在值1500万。
And right now, it is $15 million. $15 million.
那我不是说我们教会要去赚钱。
I'm not saying that our church should make a profit.
而是说，当我们有如果有眼光有意向的话，
What I'm saying is, if we have this vision, if we can be far-sighted,
我们可以克服很多我们眼前的困难，
We can overcome many difficulties in front of us.
我们可以超越这些好像是巨人，
We can overcome these seeming giants.
进到更深的地步，
And go into a deeper level.
还有呢，当我们失败的时候，
Also, when we fail,
那我们像这个十个探子说 ，No, no, no, 我们不可以进去。
Like these ten spies, they were saying, No, we cannot go in.
我们没办法打胜仗。
There's no way we can fight these people and win.
所以他们就不可以往前走。
So they would not advance anymore.
结果他们在以色列人在旷野走了40年。
And in the end, the Israelites wandered about in the wilderness for 40 years.
你看这十个人影响了几百万六百差不多两百六十万那出来是六十万加起来大人小孩差不多200万人的前途。
You see, these 10 spies, because of them, they influenced the fate of about 2 million people, grown-ups and children. When they left Egypt, it was about 600,000.
我们这一个人。
We ourselves.
在一个团体的生活里面。
And when we are in a group,
有时候那个负面的影响会很大。
Sometimes the negative impact that we give can be very big.
几年前我们家里我跟刘师母开始对种花园很有兴趣。
Several years ago, my wife and I started taking an interest in planting flowers.
她对花有兴趣。
She's interested in flowers, growing flowers.
我对草有兴趣。
I was interested in grass.
所以我就希望说，我要有一个没有 dandelion 的草地。
So what I wanted is a piece of lawn with no dandelions.
所以每个春天呢，春天来了，我就会在这个草地，我的院子草地上走路。
So every spring I will walk on my lawn.
春天的时候 ，dandelion 都会长出来。
So in spring, lots of dandelions will pop up.
我手上就拿一个那个砖子。
So I have this instrument.
Yeah. 然后看到一个 dandelion, 拔不行，要把它根都给它挖起来。
When you see a dandelion, it's not enough. You try to pull it up. You must have a tool to make sure that even the root is taken off, is uprooted.
所以到晚春的时候，这个草地很绿。
So, towards the end of spring, I will see my lawn very green.
一个 dandelion 都没有。
Not even one dandelion was there.
诶，可是明年的时候。
But the following year.
春天。
Spring.
Dandelion 又出来。
The dandelions come up again.
从哪儿来的？
Where are they from?
你们左边看一看。右边看一看。
I look to my left. I look to my right.
哦，我的邻居草地上都是 dandelion.
Oh, my neighbor's lawn. They are full of dandelions.
他们那个 dandelion 他没有拔。
They did not pull up the dandelions.
就长起来了。
So the dandelions grew.
开黄花。
And then there were yellow blossoms.
然后就长些白白的须须。
And then you see those white things down. Dangling.
然后那个风这么一吹，
and then the wind born.
哇，都来到我的院子。
And they were blown to my lawn.
所以我每年都要拔。
So every year I've got to uproot my dandelions.
我这边不本身不生长。我本身不生长。
Oh, no dandelions were growing in my lawn.
但是别的人会过来。
But other people have dandelions from in their lawns, and the dandelions come over.
弟兄姐妹，你知道我们的坏行为，我们的罪会影响其他的。
Brothers and sisters, do you know our sins, our objectionable behavior, have impact on other people?
所以当我们年轻的时候
，So when we are young,
我们要勇于冒险。
We should be bold enough to take risks.
愿意看见上帝要我们看见的。
Would be willing to look at what the Lord has shown to us.
要像加勒。
Would be like Caleb.
不是像那十个探子。
And not to be like the 10 spies.
他们自己的软弱。
Their own weaknesses.
他们自己不信神。
They did not trust in God.
以致影响到其他的人跟他们一样的在旷野漂流四十年。
Or influence other people, so that many, many others had to wander in the wilderness for 40 years.
我们每个人都会长大。
Each one of us will grow up.
我们都会长成。
We will be grown.
我们也会长老。
And then we will grow old.
在这个过程的里面。
In this process.
那加勒也是一样。
Caleb also was like
this. 他刚刚我们所念的这一段圣经
the passage that we read,
第十节说神是我存活这四十五年
He said, God has kept me alive for 45 years.
从前我是四十岁
So I was 40 years old.
现在我八十五岁
Now I'm 85.
他说过去那时候我的力量如何
And what my strength was like when I was 40?
现在还是如何?
I am still as strong today.
那就是说当加勒年纪老一点的时候
That is why when Caleb has grown older,
他还是不愿意找一个简单容易的工作。
He still was not willing to find something easy to do.
他不愿意偷懒。
He did not want to be lazy.
他不是说哎呀我已经服侍了二十年。
He didn't say, oh, I have served the Lord for 20 years.
我已经五十六十岁了。
I'm in my 50s and 60s.
我已经做得够了。
I have done enough.
所以现在我要找一个简单的、容易的、不用花什么时间精力的工作来做。
Now I'm looking for a task that is easy, simple, and would not be too energy consuming.
或者说我做一个坐在安乐椅上来看这些年轻人来做事。
Or perhaps I would just sit on the recliner and then be an onlooker and observe the young people working for the Lord.
加勒八十五岁的时候
When Caleb was 85,
对约书亚说
He said to Joshua,
求你把这个山地给我
Give me this hill country.
把这个山地给我
Give me this hill country.
我知道里面有强大的亚纳人
I know that in this hill country there are these fierce and big Anakites.
有坚固的城墙。
And they have strong fortresses.
但是我不怕。
But I'm not afraid.
我要去攻克这个城墙。
I am going to fight and bring this down.
我要打赶出这些强大的人。
And I will get rid of these strong and fierce Anakites.
这个本来应该40年前我要做成的事情。
This is something I ought to have done 40 years ago.
现在在旷野耽搁了40年。
Now we have been delayed in the wilderness 40 years.
现在我们进到了迦南美地。
Now we are in this land of Canaan.
我还是不放弃。
I have not given up.
我还是要努力。
I still want to go on.
我还是要争取。
I want to fight.
这个是这块地这个山地是当年神人摩西所应许给我的。
And this hill country was promised to me at that year by Moses, the servant of the Lord.
他愿意攻克这个山地。
He is willing to go and bring down.
我们的态度今天我们的态度不是从艰难的里面逃避。
Today, our attitude should not be to run away from difficulties.
我们的态度乃是要去攻破这些城垒。
Our attitude is to bring down these fortresses.
什么是我们今天的山地跟巨人？
Today, what to us is this hill country and fortresses?
当然不是字面上的这个山那个山。
Of course, we cannot interpret it literally as this particular mountain and that particular hill.
对我们来说，我们回到 Raleigh 也不是拿一个那个山或者这块地。
And for us, when we go back to Raleigh, we're not saying it's this piece of land and that particular hill.
很可能是我们个人生命里面的山。
It could be a hill.In our lives.
很可能是我们生命里面的巨人。
It could be a fortress in our lives.
我们看到的时候，我们就畏惧。
And when we look at it, we
will
be afraid.
看到的时候，我们说，我怎么可以攻破这些城垒？
And when we see it, we will say, how can I possibly fight and bring down this fortress?
我不知道你们的高山是什么。
I don't know what your hill country is.
我不知道你们的巨人是什么。
I don't know what are the giants in your life.
但是我看到许多基督徒在我们的生命里面最少有三样的事情。
But I've seen that in the lives of many Christians, there are at least three things.
是我们不能胜过的。
Three things that we have difficulty in overcoming.
或者是我们需要去攻克的。
And these things are something that we really need to bring down.
说起来，也许你不一定同意。
Well, you might not agree to it.
对我们中年人来说
，to us who are middle-aged，
或者说正在有事业 career people，
I mean people who have a career.
你的。你的营垒是你的高山是什么你的巨人是什么
What is your hill country? What is your giant?
可能是金钱
It could be money
钱所包含的是很多东西
And money actually means a lot of things
是你的职业
It's your job
是你的声望
And it's your reputation
是你的名誉
It's what people think of you
是你的成就
It's your achievements
我们把我们的注意力 focus 都放在这些东西上。
Perhaps we are putting our focus on all these things.
我很记得在94年代初。
And I remember at the beginning of the 90s.
那个时候刚好是64运动以后。
It was just after the Tiananmen massacre.
那很多中国大陆来的人可以留在美国。
And many people from mainland China could stay in the United States.
那时候开始有许多人信耶稣。
At the time, many people started to believe in Jesus.
有一次在一个教会里面有一个特会。
once in the church there was a special meeting.
然后就有聚会之前有吃饭。
And before the meeting, there was a meal.
那吃饭的时候要排队。
Of course, you have to line up.
所以我也在排队。
So I was lining up too.
那就跟一个朋友聊几天来。
And I was chatting with my friend.
那这个朋友是国内来的。
And this friend came from mainland China.
他跟我说一句话。
He said something to me.
我一辈子现在都记得。
I still remember what he said today.
他说他来华人的教会。
He said he came to this Chinese church.
他还没有信耶稣。
He still has not believed in Jesus.
他说一句怎么说呢？
What did he say?
他说我发现这里的基督徒。
I found that the Christians here.
天上的药。
They want something from heaven.
地上的也要。
They also want something from the earth.
天上的要信耶稣。
So from the heaven they want to believe in Jesus.
得永生。
And have eternal life.
地上的要。
They also want the things on earth.
还是在那里不断的争名夺利。
They are working so hard to get more money and to build up their earthly careers.
弟兄姐妹，我不是说你不用上班。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not saying you don't need to go to work.
但是你的时间、你的精神、你对主的心，是不是被这些所霸占？
But your time, your energy, your heart towards the Lord, are these things kept back by earthly ambitions?
这些可能是你的山地。
These things could be your hill country.
这些可能是你的巨人。
These could be your giants.
你要有加勒的心志。
You must have the heart of Caleb.
世界上的人。
The people of the world.
其他的人可能都这样，都是这样的 low side guy.
All the other people, that's what they are doing. They are making their way in the world.
但是你要另有一个心志。
But you should have a different heart.
你要与众不同。
You should be different from most people.
对年轻人。
To young people.
什么是你的高山？
What is your hill country?
什么你的是你的巨人？
What is your giant?
我想一个字就是 sex.
I think one is definitely sex.
今天我们这个世界是被色情控制的世界。
Our world today is a world controlled by pornography and sex.
年轻人。
Young people.
许多人的生命被这个吞噬。
And many people's lives are gripped by this.
我也是讲这一类的事情。
When I talk about this sort of thing,
有一个姐妹来跟我讲。
A sister came up to me and said,
我就是我大概一个礼拜以后她来跟我讲。
In about a week, she came up to me.
她说刘牧师。
She said, Pastor Liu,
你觉得老年人没有 sex 的问题吗？
Do you think that old people don't have a problem about sex?
我说那个不是我的意思。
I said, that's not what I meant.
Sex is human nature.性是人的本性。
色性也。
性是人的本性。
Sex is human nature.
但是错误的 sex。
But sex in the wrong way.
是今天的 problem.
Is our problem today.
那这个 problem 到了一个地步 too big.
And we have come to a stage when this problem is too big.
那这个不再是所谓的 secular 世俗的问题。
This is not just a secular problem.
这个 become 也是 Christian 的问题。
This has also become a Christian problem.
上个礼拜我们教会的 teens worship 要我去讲道。
Last week in our church, I was asked to be the speaker in the teen worship.
他们现在在 study 这个十诫 Ten Commandments。
They are studying the Ten Commandments.
他要我去讲 You shall not commit adultery. 不可奸淫。那我说这些 teenagers 都没有结婚怎么会 commit adultery?
All the teenagers, they're not married yet, so how can they commit adultery?
那在 Greek 有两个字。
In Greek, there are two words.
一个是没有结婚的人有 sex 犯罪呢，叫做 fornication。
And for people who are not married but they sin with the sex, is called fornication.
那这个 fornication, pornoia 就是这个 pornography 的，从这个字过来。
And the word pornography has this word as its root.
是没有结婚的。
For those who are not married.
当然，结婚的也可以用这个字。
Of course, when you're married, definitely you can also sin in this way too.
就是，如果结婚的在性上犯罪的话，也可以用这个字。
Of course, you can also use this word if a married person sin in his sex life.
但是另外一个字。
But that's another word.
那英文翻作 adultery, 中文翻作奸淫呢？这个字呢，只有结婚的人犯性方面的罪的时候叫做奸淫。
But the word adultery only applies to married people who have sinned sexually.
那我提到这个字的时候。
When I mentioned this word,
我想很多人心里面在都蹦蹦跳。
Lots of people, their hearts were really beating.
那好处是我不认识你。
The good thing is I don't know you.
所以我不知道我讲谁。
So I don't know who I'm.
我也许在讲你。
I might be talking about.
我也许在讲你。
I may be talking about you.
如果是讲你的话。
If this applies to
you. 如果你认为是你是错的话。
And you think that you have sinned.
你要悔改。
You have to repent.
如果你没有错的话。
If you did not sin.
那我是讲别人。
Then I'm talking about someone else.
那我怎么叫年轻人呢？
So what do I say to the young people?
我就用这三个字母。
I use three letters.
S.
S.
S means sincere.
Sincere.
要真诚。
Be sincere.
我主张婚姻是一男一女。
I am convinced that marriage is between a man and a woman. One man and one woman.
And also, 你的性的这个上帝给你的 gift.
And don't forget, sex is a gift from the Lord.
你应该保留给那一个男的或者那一个女的。
And you should guard it and keep it and preserve it for the man or woman you're going to marry.
所以 is sincere.
To be sincere.
意。
意。
意是丰实丰富 enrich。使你丰富
Enrichment
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
那这个关系呢，这个男女的关系有三层。
This relationship between a man and a woman has three levels.
第一层是灵。
The first level is spiritual.
那这个灵的关系呢，是男女之间关系最深的一层。
And this is the deepest level in this relationship between a man and a woman.
那这个叫我们中文话是说心灵相通。
It seems that your hearts can communicate.
所以你的灵跟灵是合在一起的，你才 close.
So if your spirit and the other person's spirit can unite and become one, you are very close.
所以我相信，两个信主的人才能够有那个最高的亲密度。
So I believe it is only between two people who are believers that you can reach that highest level of intimacy.
因为我们的灵跟神的灵连在一起。
Because our spirits will be one with the spirit of the Lord.
第二个是
second level
魂。
That's our soul.
那魂包括感情、意志跟知识。
And that includes our emotions, our will, and our knowledge.
那一个男人跟一个男孩跟一个女孩，他的 emotion 要 close.
So between a man and a woman, their emotions must be close.
那 emotions 会给我们有思念。
Emotions can evoke our passion.
有想。
That our
miss each other.
Emotions can give rise to thoughts.
也给我们有一种感觉。
And also give us feelings.
那这个是在灵的下面。
This is below the level of the spirit.
那如果两个人没有感情。
If two people, they have no feelings for each other.
而有肉体的关系。
And they have a physical relationship.
那是很可怕。
This is horrible.
所以 很多人发生性关系以后，以后没有关系。
So many people, they had a physical relationship, and after that, they had no more relationship.
因为他没有灵。
They did not have a spiritual relationship.
没有感情的关系。
They did not have an emotional relationship.
有这个肉体的关系。
They only had a physical relationship.
这个肉体的关系是保不住的。
But this physical relationship will be gone very soon.
圣经有一个故事。
And there's a story from the Bible.
大卫有一个儿子。
David has a son.
大儿叫做暗嫩。
暗嫩。
他喜欢他同父异母的一个妹妹。
He liked this half sister who had the same father and different mothers.
他喜欢他的时候。
When Amnon wanted her.
他想办法。
He thought of different ways.
装病。
And pretended to be sick.
然后他让那个妹妹来给他做饼。
So this half sister would come and bake something for him.
让他趁机会。
And then he would take the opportunity
强暴她
and rape her.
圣经怎么说
What does the Bible tell us?
圣经说他强暴了以后
After he raped her
赶她走
He got rid of her.
圣经说他现在恨她比前面爱她更重
The Bible tells us that the hate he bore for the girl was greater than the love he had for her before.
所以这个肉体的关系
This physical relationship
是靠不住
It's not reliable
神造男人
God made man
人造女人
God made woman
是要借着性关系
And through a relationship of sex
使我们的生命更丰盛
So that our lives can be enriched
然后第三个字母是 X
The third letter is X
那 X 就是 X-rated
X-rated
X-rated Some of you understand 你大概不 understand Do you know What's X-rated?
Movies
Movie 有一个 X-rated, right? What does X-rated? 啊、huh? 限制的Anyway, young guys, you are 17 under, you should never watch X-rated movie.
Johnny is 17 岁或以下的，永远不可以去看这是 X-rated 的电影。
One person said 更有意思，有一个人说，有一个人说。
So one person said.
他说年轻人不可以看的，老年人、成人也不可以看。
He said, if something is not suitable to be watched by young people, then even grown-ups and even elderly people shouldn't watch it.
But in my context of SEX, X-rated means this is not for people who are not married.
就是这是没有结婚的人跟他们没有关系，不是为他们的。
It's a taboo.
这是不可以的。
It's a no-no. Does anybody ever told you that?
你们有没有去看过那些电影
No. Does anybody ever told you that that's a no-no for people who are not married?
有没有人曾经跟你们讲过，假如你没有结婚，你就不该去看那些电影？有没有人告诉过你们？
No. 如果你没有结婚的时候的话。你不可以有性关系。
Did
anybody ever told you that? Did your father told you that? Did your mother told you that? Did your school teacher told you that? People today, our parents, our school teachers never dare to say that because they do not want to offend you.Maybe 这个都不需要翻译。
今天有没有人跟你讲过，你没有结婚，怎不该有性关系呢？你爸爸妈妈有没有跟你讲过？你的老师有没有跟你讲过？可能今天没有人跟你讲这个事情，因为他们害怕跟你讲的时候得罪你。
I tell you, I'm a little bit sidetracked because I see so many young people here.
我看见那么多年轻人，可能我是跟主题离了一点。
Not too far, but I'm still talking about this is a mountain. These are giants. that we need to conquer.
这就是上帝，这就是巨人，这是我们要处理的，我们要把它打下来的。
Unless we understand what sex means, we cannot conquer.
除非我们了解那个是什么，我们怎么可以得胜呢？
You should preserve your sex for the one you love when you get married.
你的性关系是留给将来你的配偶。
Among the three levels of relationship, physical is the last.
在三层关系里面，肉体的关系是最低的。
And therefore, before you get married,
所以还没有结婚以前
don't get into that relationship.
千万千万不要跟人有性的关系。
That's the meaning of true sex.
这个才是真正的性关系的。
If you know it,
假如你知道。
God will give you ability. The Holy Spirit will help you to overcome the temptations that we face in our world today.
假如你了解这个，你接受这个，神会给你力量，圣灵会帮助你。你面对今世，你看见很多的试探的时候，你一定可以胜过。
Because you just turn on your computer.
你就开你的电脑。
You'll be there.
你就看见了。
If you don't have the willpower,
假如你没有这个能力,
you cannot overcome.
你就不可以胜过这些试探。
You do not understand the meaning.
你不了解那个意思。
You will think, so what?
你会觉得有什么关系?
The Bible tells us, flee from your youthful lust.
圣经告诉我们，我们 要远离年轻人的私欲。
And join together with those who call upon the name of the Lord with a pure heart to seek righteousness, faith, love, and peace.
你要跟那些就是属神的人在一起，你们一起去寻找正义、公平等等。
So we need to overcome.
我们需要胜过。
We need to conquer the hill countries.
我们要打胜这个山地。
In our lives.
在我们生命里面的。
The second point I want to make is dare to be different.
第二点，我们勇于跟人家不一样。
The sex, 对不起, I should speak Mandarin, right?
没问题。
没问题。
Whichever you want.
The secret of Caleb's success is threefold.
加勒怎么可以成功？他的秘诀是三方面的。
First, he knows his God.
第一，他很清楚认识他的神。
And have a close, intimate relationship with God.
他跟神有一个很亲密、很密切的关系。
Yeah, I like Caleb as a man of convictions.
我很喜欢加勒，因为他是很清楚他的他相信的东西，他是很清楚的。
在 verse 14:7。
14:7
那边有一句话说，我按着心意回报他。
Verse 7,
the last part.
And I brought him a report according to my convictions.
That word is very important. According to my convictions.
按着心意。
This conviction is something Bill Gaither said, I will die for it.
Bill Gaither 讲过，为了这种的心念，这个 conviction, 我愿意死。
Jesus Christ is the only God.
耶稣基督是唯一的神。
That's my conviction.
这个就是我的心念。
I'm willing to die for it.
为了这个信念，我愿意死。
The Bible is the word of God.
圣经是神的话。
That's my conviction.
这个是我的信念。
I'm willing to die for it.
我愿意为这个信念而死。
Any convictions?
很多信念。
Caleb 是有 conviction 的。
加勒有很明显的、很清楚的信念。
Because he has convictions.
因为他有信念。
And therefore he can stand alone.
他是可以自己站立。
He can be different from others.
他可以跟别人不一样。
Everybody else says, "Oh, it's okay to have sex before marriage."
别人可能说，哦，还没结婚有性关系没问题。
Everybody else is doing that.
大家都是这样做啊。
But Kayla would say, "Not me."
但假如是加勒，他会说，我不会。
I will not do that.
我不会这样做。
Because the Bible.Said so.
因为圣经这样说。
Not you said so.
不是你说。
Conviction.
信念。
Do you have your conviction as a Christian?
作为基督徒，你有信念吗？
When I was a young man.
当我年轻的时候。
I smoke and I drink.
我吸烟，我喝酒。
After I became a Christian.
我信了主以后。
I realized that the Bible says my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
我就了解到，圣经告诉我，我的身体是圣灵的殿。
And therefore, I don't drink, I don't smoke.
所以我的决定不再抽烟，不再喝酒。
Not because I'm a Christian.
不是因为我是一个基督徒。
Not because my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
是因为我的身体是圣灵的殿。
So one year, Mrs. Liu and I went to Rome.
有一年，我太太和我去了罗马。
The people treat us very nicely.
那边的人对我们很好。
So they treat us with many big meals, dinner.
请我们都是吃很好吃的佳肴。
This one person, he has a restaurant.
有一个人，他有一家餐馆。
He sells Italian pizza.
他卖意大利饼、烘饼。
But he also likes to eat oyster.
Oyster?
Oyster, yeah.
他也很喜欢吃蚝。
蚝，珊瑚。
蚝。
And he says, when you eat oyster,
他说，假如吃蚝的时候，
you have to drink Italian red wine.
一定要喝意大利的红酒。
That will go with it. It's very good.
才是下蚝的。
I say I'll drink tea or Coca-Cola.
我说我要喝茶或者是可乐。
But he says no.
他说不可以。
You have to drink wine.
你一定要喝酒哎。
So he argued with me.
所以他跟我辩。
Then he told me.
那他跟我说。
There's many ministers went through Rome.
有很多牧师都经过罗马。
And he invited them for.You know, special meal.
我也邀请他们来吃这个特别的一餐。
He also mentioned one person name.
He 提了一个人的名字。
And he said she also drink wine.
他说这个女的她也要喝酒哎。
And he knows that I know that lady.
他知道那个喝酒的那个女的。也是我的朋友。
So he wants to persuade me to drink.
他想说服我，让我也喝酒。
Finally, I said to him.
最后我跟他说。
As over 40 years.
超过四十年。
Since I became a Christian.
就是超过四十年前的时候，我就成为基督徒。
I have not drink one bit of wine.
我没有喝过一滴的酒。
Do you want to break my record?
你是不是要破我这个记录？你要我破这个记录
？So he gave up.
他就放弃了。
You know what?
你知道吗
？After Rome,
在罗马以后
，I went to Barcelona.
我去巴塞罗那。
And people treat us with big meal.
也请我们去吃这个宴席。
No wine.
没有酒。
Then we went to Madrid.
我们去 Madrid.
Same.
马德里也是一样。
Chinese people overseas like to eat and treat us well.
中国人也是请我们吃饭啊，吃得很好。
No wine.
也没有酒。
Then I went to Malaga.
我去马拉加。
Big meal.
也是宴席。
No wine.
没有酒。
So I was very curious.
所以我觉得很好奇。
How come there's no wine?
为什么没有酒呢？
Oh, then I realized.
然后我明白。
These people from the same village in China.
他们是从中国同一条乡来的。
Anybody is 温州人？
有没有人是温州人？
有啊，没有。Nobody is 温州人。
没有温州人。
Okay, that's one of 51st state of U.S.
那是美国第五十一州。
第五十一州。You know, people in Rome, they are 温州人。
在罗马那个餐馆的老板是温州人。
People in Barcelona, they're 温州人。
在巴塞隆纳那个也是温州人。
In Madrid, 温州人。
马德里也是温州人。
都是温州人。
都是温州人。
Soon as I say I don't drink,
我一讲我说我不喝酒。
的电话就传过去了。
他们都通电话，这个消息的传出去。
He tell them, Pastor Liu don't drink.
所以他那个罗马那个温州人就告诉其他的人说，刘牧师不喝酒的。
You know the first one.
第一个。
It's very tough.
就是很难。
You know, Chinese say, 你不给我面子。
The Chinese say, you make me lose face.
啊，我请你吃饭，请你喝酒，你不给我面子。
I'm asking you, I'm hosting you, I'm asking you come for a big meal, and you don't give me face.
所以，为了要给面子，所以我就要做一些我不做的事情。
So should I do something I do not want to do just to give face to my host?
But if you have conviction.
但假如你有信念
，You stick to your conviction，
你就不会动摇。
Once you conquer one，
第一次你胜利了
，You conquer the rest，
所有都胜利了。
So the rest of my trip， I don't have to say a word。
那一次旅程没有任何一个地方，我再需要告诉人家我不喝酒。
And also they respect you，
还有他们会尊重你。
And this comes from knowing God.
这是从什么地方来？从认识神来。
Caleb has conviction.
加勒有信念。
Because he knows his God.
因为他认识他的神。
He has a close relationship with him.
他跟神有亲密的关系。
The second.
第二。
His success is based on his strong desire to follow the Lord wholeheartedly.
他的成功的基础就是他很愿意要全心的专心的跟随主。
So there are six times in the Bible says he wholeheartedly followed the Lord his God.
在圣经有六次都写说他是全心专心的要跟随耶和华。
That phrase was repeated six times.
这一句话重复了六次。
Caleb followed his Lord wholeheartedly.
加勒跟随他的主是全心专心的跟随。
How is your following?
那你跟随主是怎样
的跟随？ Is God first in your life?
神在你生命中是占首位吗？
Is God the most important one in your life?
在你生命中，神是最重要的吗？
How much of your heart are you giving to him?
你给神你的心多少呢？全部吗？全心吗？还是部分呢？
The third one, Caleb has a different spirit.
就是加勒有一个不一样的灵。
A different spirit.
一个不一样的灵。
是中文翻译的是另有一个心智。
另有一个性质。
所以，当每一个人 ，when everybody wants to take an easy way out，
每一个人都要走最容易的路。
He wants to take the challenge，
他要接受这个挑战。
And he wants to make a difference in the world，
他想在这个世界上他有影响力。
And Caleb was the only one of the two people that get a chance to enter into Canaan。
加勒还有另外一个，唯一他们两个有机会进入迦南地。
And that says something about that man.
从这里我就了解这个人是怎样的一个人。
He was a man of vision.
他是有意象的人。
He sees things different than other people.
他看事情跟别人的看法不一样。
I believe you have heard a story about a guy who was sent to Africa to sell shoes.
可能你听过一个故事，有一个人他被派到非洲去卖鞋子。
When he went to Africa, he saw nobody in Africa at that time wear shoes.
那个时候他到了非洲，他发现每个人都没有穿鞋子的呢。
So he came back and told his boss.
他回来告诉他的老板。
No business.
在非洲没有生意的。
He said nobody wear shoes in that place, in the continent.
那里没有人穿鞋子的。
But the boss sent another guy.
但是那个老板要派另外一个人。
He went to Africa.
也到了非洲。
And he saw nobody wear shoes.
他看见没有人穿鞋子。
So he came back.
他回来。
He was so excited.
他都很兴奋。
And tell the boss.
告诉老板。
Wow, we can do big business.
我们在那边可以做很大的生意。
Because nobody wears shoes there.
没有人，那里没有人穿鞋子。
So we can sell millions of shoes there.
所以我们可以卖几百万双鞋子呢。
A different perspective.
不同的角度。
Those 10 guys are all the big. The guys are too big.
那十个探子说。
We cannot overcome them.
很多巨人，我们没有办法打胜。
Let's run away.
我们走吧，我们逃跑。
Caleb says.
加勒说
We can certainly overcome.
我们一定可以打胜。
We can certainly conquer them.
我们肯定可以打胜。
Because of their failure.
因为
Because of their failure.
因为他们的失败。
So they have to wander in the wilderness for 40 years.
那些人又在旷野走了40年。
So after 40 years.
40年之后
He was 85.
他已经85岁。
He still want to conquer.
他还是要去打仗，要打胜。
He was a man of vision.
他是一个有意向的人。
That comes to my last point.
来到我最后一点。
He has the courage to strive to the end.
他有这个勇气，他跟人是不一样。从中
勇于从中。Fight to the end.
他要一直奋斗。奋斗到最后。
Actually, verse 6 and 7 was what he said to Joshua.
第六、第七节是他跟约书亚讲的话。
So you remember when God sent us to explore the Canaan land?
当神派他们去迦南地探险的时候。
And God promised that he will give us this land?
他神是应许我们要给我们这个地。
So now I'm at that time I'm 40.
当年我是四十岁。
Now I'm 85.
我现在八十五岁。
I'm still strong.
我还是很强壮。
I still want to do something.
我还是要做这个事情。
I still want to make a difference in this world.
我还是要有成就，我要继续做。
So please give me this hill country.
求你给我这个山地。
I'll conquer the city wall.
我会打。破这个城墙
，kick out, chase out the giants.
I will get 我要把这个巨人赶走。
You know, until now, Caleb's heart is still have fire burning.
看见，即使到了那一天，加勒的心还是火热的，
心中。有火
Fire in his heart.
Fire in his heart. How about you?
你会怎样呢
Will I see you in 1 year?
我一年后会见你吗
Will I see you in 10 years?
十年后会见你吗
Will I see you in 40 years?
四十年后会见你吗
Many Christians shy away.
很多基督徒就走开了
Run away
跑开了
This year
今年
It seems that you are pretty excited about Christ, right?
我们为了基督的缘故我们都很兴奋
Can you persist?
你可以继续吗
Can you last until next year?
可以等到明年还是这样吗
Or will you be 10 years later?
十年以后你会在哪里呢
How about 40 years?
四十年后呢
How many of you have followed the Lord for 40 years?
你们当中有多少人已经跟随主四十年呢
Praise the Lord, I see one hand. Two. You too? Praise the Lord. 好吧，好吧。Three, four.
三四。
Caleb, 40 years.
四十年。
I hope each and everyone.
我希望我们在座每一个人。
我 like Caleb.
像加勒。
He have a good start. He have a good start.
他有讲到这个很好的一面。
And will have a good ending.
他有好的开始，也会
有
好的结束。
Okay, let me conclude my message.
我要结束的时候。
I want to just briefly share four points. One, start early. Start early.
要早一点开始。
Start while you're young. You're lucky.
只要你年轻的时候就可以开始，你真是幸运。
I'm thankful to God that I started early.
我感谢神，我开始的时候。
I became a Christian when I was 19.
我十九岁的时候信主。
I went to the seminary when I was 20.
二十岁的时候进入神学院。
Now it's over 40 years.
他现在已经是过了四十年了。
Close to 50.
接近五十年了。
Can you tell I still have fire in my heart?
你看得出吗？我心里还是有火。
I hope I didn't scare you.
希望我没有吓你们。
没有吓坏你。Start early.
尽早开始。
Hold on to what you believe.
你相信的，你要牢牢的守住。
The reason I changed to speaking English.
为什么我改用英语讲呢？
Because I speak to the young people.
因为我想对年轻人讲话。
You are the hope of the future.
你是我们未来的希望。
You are the pillar of the church.
你是教会的柱子。
God will use you.
神会用你
to make a difference.
会有影响力
in the church.
在教会里
in the society.
在社会里
in the country.
在国家里
in the world.
在世界里
our church needs you.
我们的教会需要你
society needs you.
社会需要你
our country needs you.
国家需要你
and the world needs you.
世界需要你
you started.
早一点开始
keep this good starting.
你要保持你开始的
continue,
你要继续下去
until God through you finish his call upon you
直到神可以接着你可以呼召你做他要你做的事情
secondly set your minds on capturing the mountain and conquer the giants
要高瞻远瞩要看得远一点
so see the mountain
看那个山
See the giants
看那些巨人
And set your mind on them
就要看着那个
Caleb said, these are my food
加勒说这个
我的食物
这是我的食物
I want to eat them
我要吃
I want to conquer them
我要打胜
And serve the Lord and trust him as long as you live
你有生一日你需要侍奉神，信靠他。
And like Caleb, never retire from trusting and serving God.
要终身侍奉主，好像加勒一样，永远不要说我退休了，我不再侍奉神了，我不再信靠神了。
Follow Jesus.
跟随耶稣。
Jesus says, if anyone would come after me.He must deny himself and take up the cross and follow me.
耶稣说，假如你要跟随我，你就要舍己，背起你的十字架来跟随我。
Start early.
要早一点开始。
Focus on the mountain.
你要把你的注意力放在你的山地上。
Continue to serve the Lord.
要继续侍奉神。
And follow Jesus.
紧紧地跟随耶稣
Let's pray
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you for hearing our prayers.
天父，我们感谢你听了我们的祷告。
Because we can commit ourselves to you.
因为我们要把我们自己摆上。
You are faithful.
你是信实的神。
You will keep your promise.
你的应许不会落空。
And you will remember our prayer.
你会记得我们的祷告。
And continue to bless us.
你继续祝福我们。
And use us for your glory.
就为了你的荣耀使用我们。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名而求。
Amen.
Amen.